He was upstairs. He raised his hand to let the teacher know that he had to leave the room. He said, "Teacher, may I go to the toilet?" And she said, "Johnny, don't say go to the toilet. Say, may I go to the basement?" And Johnny went home and taught his whole family that they had to go to the basement, so they'd go out the path there to the little house.
That's the basement.
Yeah. We'll pick up these later. Did you? You didn't raise silage.
Not in those days, no. We didn't raise anything when my father first came here. He did have a little patch of cane, I think. It was about all, but we did put up hay. There was hay along the creek, prairie hay, you know, and you put that up for cattle.
I'll write things down as we go along here from time to time. And you mentioned a barn. Did you raise corn at all?
No, not in those days.
Have you ever raised corn? Speak up.
Well, we do now. We irrigate some of it and raise it for ensilage. We have some pitch silos up here now, and we do have a feed pen, and we fatten cattle now. But then that's since after my son got big enough, he wanted to do that. I still wouldn't be doing it, I don't guess.
That's what did we do that to him in Stillwater?
You might have, I don't know.
You didn't have a special building for storing corn, did you?
No, we never, like I say, we never had any. Well, of course, we have what we call a granary, just a little old part of the barn fenced off, you know, to keep the shell corn in. We had to buy shell corn. We'd put that in there. We call that in the granary. Mm-hmm. And they still call them granaries to the day, you know, if they build them for storing grain.
Did you have any upper part in your barn?
Up in the loft, hayloft, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you cut hay, what did you do with it?
We put it in a stack.
Just out in the field?
Yeah. And we'd put some in, always put some in the hayloft to feed.
Did you have little bundles before you put it in the stack, or just?
No, we just mowed it and raked it, and then when I was a boy, we just didn't even have stacks. They hauled it in on a wagon, you know. Mm-hmm. Stay wagon and a man with a pitchfork and hold it in.
Did you have a special shelter for your cows?
Oh, not out in the, not the range cattle. Sometimes you might have a shed for a few milk cows, a few weak cows or something. You have a shed.
Was that called anything special?
No, just a shed.
And did you have any special place near your barn to enclose your cows?
Corrals. Yeah, we always had corrals.
And your milk cows, was there a special place for them where you could pen them or milk them? Or
no, we sometimes have what we call the cow shed, cow barn. Mm-hmm.
How about horses? Any special place for them?
Well, they put them in the barn or stable. I think when I was a kid, maybe we called it a stable more than a barn.
Mm-hmm. And do they have a special
stalls
or something?
Stalls, yeah. Had stalls in those. Barn.
How about hogs and pigs? Did you raise those much?
Well, some, not much. Pig pen, have a pig pen.
And let's see, the milk and the butter.
Churn?
Well, I was just wondering where you kept it. I bet you kept it in the well.
No, we didn't. We kept it in what we call the milk house. It's just trough or in there, his little room, and that water pumped in there and ran through there, you know, and kept it in that cold water.
A farmer who raises cows for milk and butter is said to operate what?
Dairy.
And we mentioned these special enclosures around the barn for stock. What do you call just the general area around the barn?
Pasture.
Well, I was thinking that area just right around the barn where the chickens
are. Oh, barn lot? Corrals, barn lot.
You mentioned pasture. That's where the stock feeds?
Well, that's where we keep them, yeah.
If you have that kind of land and you don't allow the stock on it, just a good stand of grass out there, do you call that anything special?
Well, the pasture, you could call it if it's grass for mow, might call it the meadow. That's where we mow that for hay, you know.
And if you have 3 or 4 acres in a crop, you say that's a
field.
You mentioned a patch. Is that smaller than
a what?
A patch.
Patch.
You said we had a little patch of corn.
Well, it's it's really a small field. I might say 10 or 12 acres, or 50 acres, or 20 acres. I owe a little patch of stud over there, a little patch.
It seems to depend on the size of the farm.
Yeah.
Is cotton common up here in the Panhandle?
No. They have tried to raise it and have raised a little of it, but they didn't make it pay. It's still too far north.
How about fencing?